What is this? So he has given this. And he has given to certain disciple, I know.
He has
given.
You know that.
I know.
I did not know that, so I told that he has given internally.
He has given.
Is this true, for example, in Tirtha Maharaj?
It may be Tirtha Maharaj, our Gurudev, and so many persons he has to Tirtha Maharaj, first Tirtha Maharaj.
Pradip
Tirtha Maharaj he has given. To Vaishnava Das Babaji Maharaj he has given. And all sannyas siksha, all sannyas disciples are in this, so in this line. But he, as Babaji is, if to every person, whether they are qualified or not, they are giving all these things, misusing and going to hell. Is there any record that Rupa Goswami has given any Sakhi Bhav to anyone?
I wrote that point.
Is there any record that Jiva Goswami has given anyone this? Is there any record that Loknath Das Goswami has given Sakhi Bhav to Narottam Thakur directly? Nothing. These are sacred things. And it is given in heart. That comes from Ragatmik Jan. Bhav is not a thing that Sadhan Sahajiya Babaji or anyone can give this bhav. This is Sahajiya. Prabhupada used to tell them Sahajiya. They are not even in their heart that bhav. How they can give it to their sister disciple?
He argued that unless one knows all of the details of one's swarup, how he can properly meditate in Raghunatha Bhakti.
What?
He argued that unless the guru gives the full details, name, form, dress, all these points, then one's meditation will not be clear.
It may be fact, but if a man has a ruchi,
taste,
after doing bhajan, his ruchi is going to be fixed after nishtha. He will see all these things and he will go accordingly and he will pray for this. We don't go in astyam smaran. But they do directly, and they don't know anything ABCD of all these things. Only we very qualified, very secretly, we read Vilap Kushmanjali or Sankalp Kalpadrum or anything, so that anyone cannot know. We don't give that everyone know that I am giving Sakhi Bhava and all these things. Keeping so secretly. We do it and pray only that in the slokas of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Jagati Thakur, we repeat only and have an idea that when there will be day that I will be like so. Sringarayani Bhavatin Abhisarayani. Dikshaiva kanta badanam parivritta jantim dhittanchalena harisannadhyam anayani samtapta tarajam sudham hishta bhaman. This is a sloka of Vishwanath Chaitanya. We are not remembering myself because we have no idea, such idea. We are only repeating the prayers of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that like so that bhav would come to us. we are not as a sakhi. We are in this physical body. But yet, we think that, oh, Raghunath Das Goswami, oh, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I am standing by your side. And you are seeing all these things. May I see like you all these things and feel this, and may I serve behind you? We are only praying. We are not going to immerse in that past time. So whether they are qualified or not, all are doing and all are dying. Srila Prabhupada has not directly, they are not correct.
No, I was not impressed by this.
No, but they are, if they are, they are durdaiva. Durdaiva, you mean?
Unfortunate.
They are.
Anyway, he became somewhat fortunate because of whatever I repeated that you had said from before. Mm. They were satisfied. And that one person who came to hear you twice, he is already feeling much more satisfied. I have some other books that I wanted to ask you about.
You know our Trivikram Maharaj? He said to me that you are going against. You are telling all this Srimad Bhagavatam to in a class. I told that I am what to do. I don't like to. I have no taste now in Vedanta or all these things. When there comes opportunity, I tell about all these things. But my taste has been turned. What do I don't know?
What did he reply?
But he told that, can you say that on what stage grid comes? I told him that you want to have an ankush. Ankush?
Goat of an
elephant. Oh, the goat, the elephant.
Yes. Elephant.
Yeah.
You want to bind a sima,
limitation
on greed. If it is bounded by any astar, any vichar, any jukti, shastra, following me?
Yes.
Then it is not greed at all. Greed, don't see whether it is right or wrong. Greed is greed. In any stage, that greed can come. In any stage. Like a Bilva Mangal person. He was devichar. Yet he has greed. So greed comes. In any stage it can come. But when greed comes, there are so many symptoms. Symptoms come of asakti when greed comes. But after that, first comes greed. Then these symptoms will be seen of asakti. Asakti, that is, there are two kinds of asakti. First ruchi. Ruchi is ripened. Then come asakti. Asakti of two kinds. Asakti for sadhan, asakti for sadhan.
Bhajaniya.
So, when any person, whether he may be vyabhichari or anything, by the grace of any Rasik Vaishnava, association of Rasik Vaishnava, or hearing Srimad Bhagavat, he has greed to serve Krishna and Radha. According to any of Ragatmik Bhakta. You know Ragatmik Bhakta? Those who were present in their Prakat Leela or Aprakat Leela, all this. Like Rupa Sanatana. Or Srimati Yashoda, or Lalita Visakha, or Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, or like Anang Manjari. Or Bhaktivinoda Thakur has preferred so much for Rup Manjari and Anang Manjari also. Especially for Anang Manjari. Always praying Anang Manjari. So, her activities makes a person to incline towards them. And this is greed. When greed was coming, he may be very vyabhichari person. Vyabhichari person, you know?
Not well behaved.
Bad character, that means who is?
Bad character, loose bad character.
Yes,
he may be. He may be liar and all other things. But when anyhow he become, he had lobe. Before lobe, Billo Mangal was so vyabhichari person. But when lobe came, and he saw that this lust is being what opposite ho raha hai, opposite, going opposite to me, not favorable, he
walked out of the door.
Not he hesitated. At once he this is the actual sign of
lust.
It begins from asakti. So there are no binding on greed. On what stage it will come? No, that is not greed. But after greed, we will have to see how we can fulfill our greed by Shastra Yukti, Srimad Bhagavata, reading of Vilap Pushpanjali, all books, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Jwalinmani.
Now we are, at least myself, I am simply desiring to get some greed, to have real greed.
This is also a sign of greed. We are somehow we are getting. And I see that this greed is coming from Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, and by hearing the past tense of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavat.
I have some other books to ask you about. Mukta Charita. Is this suitable for us to read?
You can read.
Ananda Vrindavan Champu.
First, this book should be Ananda Vrindavan Champu. And first, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. Ujjwal Din Mani and the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam.
The
Tika. If not fully, but yet some vivid idea of Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami. Without Bhagavatam, it will not be correct. And then the explanation of Srimad Bhagavat is Ananda Vrindavan Champu and Gopal Champu. First we should read all these books. And Brihad Bhagavatamrita too. And the books of Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Bindu, Kana, all these. And after that Sankalpa Kalpa Druma and all Govinda Lilamrita and all other books. Madhurya Kadambini. We should read more times and try to follow all these things. You can see all books by and by. But first, Ananda Vrindavan Champu, Gopal Champu, the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam, then Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, then the books of Rupa Goswami, Vidagdha Madhava, Lalit Madhava. From these books he has given examples. Then we can enter. But we should always do our activities according to Vaidhi Bhakti. Not a jumping Vaidhi Bhakti.
In your self personally. Just I have one devotee I have met, one of our God brothers. He tries to think sometimes at a particular time of the day of what Krishna may be doing, what Radha is doing at that particular time of the day. Is that thought appropriate?
I think that it depends on bhav. Actually, that bhav has come. This should
not artificial.
No, it should not be artificial. We should wait for all these things. We can pray for that. We should not eat, because we don't know our swarup. We don't know our name, any activities. So we should wait.
So without knowing one's swarup, if one tries to meditate on the Ashtakamiya Lila, and he imagines that he's doing this service or he's doing that service.
These are all Sahajiya Bhava. For Guru Parampara has done nished, that we should not do. This is ajava. If it was good, your Gurudev has told you to do all these things.
No, he told us strictly not to do.
Not to do. Or Gurudeva, or Prabhupada, even Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, every Acharya has warned it not to do so. But Sahajiya are doing all these things.
So when Baba comes, then it is okay.
Oh, when it bhav comes, that is. We can hear the pastimes of Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and gopis. We have some great, very little, and very first stage. We should enter very carefully. Yesterday in the morning, Babaji, no, Grihastha, he came from Radha Kunda. And he was doing like Trina Dapisuni Jabhav, and acting. Or all Brahmachari were laughing to see his acts.
And he thought, I am dead.
When he heard the Radha name, he became like mad and like to be faint. I asked a very simple question, but he could not answer. He does not know anything, sambandha jnana, anything. He does not know what is called bhav, what is called shraddha. So these are all imitations. we should not go to imitate all these things. We should try to pray for bhav, and always pray for Sangha of Vaishnava Association, and should carefully enter and heard and read all these things, doing and following our Gurudev.
The book Vrindavan Mahimamrita.
Good book. This is the vast ocean of our literature. And our mind is so small. Sahajiya Babaji are very envious to Gaudiya Vaishnava. Always they search like ants. Always. They are not saying that today in whole world Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name and fame and the name of Krishna and Bhagavat has been distributed. So they don't realize any honor for them. I see that actually they are not wise. That should be if anyone serves our Krishna and Radhika, then we should be very much happy to see that she is serving Krishna and Radhika if Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's followers were not in this body. What happened? They are not thinking of only envious. We went to Radha Kunda, myself and Janardhan Maharaj and Tibikam Maharaj, all Maharajas there, and with 500 pilgrims we went there, and we challenged if Radha Kunda Babaji barking like dog behind, they should come and we are ready to give answer and to do association with them. There is fault in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They did not come. They don't preach anything, anywhere. That's the son of Patlaga.
One last thing and then we can go and they can come. One question. When I was in Mathura, I requested Naveen during the Kartik time something, but it was too busy. I asked him that perhaps he could take some time in the next few months whenever he gets a little tired.
Oh, yes.
I told Maharaj
also, but... He was telling me.
The idea is that we have a limited ability to learn verses, but some little ability. So if we are told which are the best of each type of thing to learn, it will save us so much time. Do you approve of his doing this?
He can do.
If he has the time.
Now
you will know yourself all these things. But we will help you.
Okay.
Certainly we will help.
But during Kathmandu, he was truly weak.
No, no, not then. I mean the next 2, 3, 4.
We read.
We can hear.
We hear. We chant. The verses of.
Verses of.
What? Chintamani Prakara Sarma Baraha Venu Kodanta Barabhinda Dalaya Tatsam, like so. And the poetries of our Goswamis, like this. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madhura Smitabhyam Badami Radham Karuna Bharadram Tato Maman Nasti Gatirna Kapi. Especially I now pray all Radhika's Sutra. Especially. And then this slok I see Krishna also. All these slokas in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nath Chakravarti Thakur has explained where there is a relation of gopis with Krishna. He has done marvelous explanation. And Sanatana Goswami has selected all these slokas in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where there is any connection with Brajavasi to Krishna, whether he is Mahabharata battle or anywhere in Dwarka, anywhere in other places. Like Bhishma is doing stuti of Krishna. His his
shooting
Krishna with his baan, and blood is coming on. He is praying that I pray the sarathi of Arjuna. Why? I see that as if gopis are doing any mark on the best, on the on Krishna Anga. So I pray. He has done so good explanation here that heart becomes very joyful. So any slok, any slok, any trace, any very little smell with Brajavasi, that is most priya of Krishna. Krishna likes so. Not by other slokas of Brahma and all these things. So I now I pray these slokas of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami and all others, in which Krishna is attached with Radhika and Krishna is serving to Radhika. These slokas makes me so happy. Like Billa Mangal has prayed to Krishna. Certainly he has done a slok, Vitharadika. But sometimes it is seen that Radhika is somewhat inferior,
subordinate.
Radhika is always trying to please Krishna. Like in first sloka also, Labhate Jayasri. In first sloka also, Radhika is doing archan of Krishna feet, nails. And she becomes so happy, as if Janaki is giving Barmala to Ram. But our Goswami are not in so mood. Krishna is giving Pushpamala in the neck of Srimati Radhika. And he becomes so much. That is, Bansi Karan Nipatita, Skhalitam Sikhandam, Bhrastam Chapita Basanam, Brajaraj Sunu. Jasya Kataksha Sargat Vimurchitasya, Tangradika Paricharami Kadarasena. I want to serve Srimati Radhika with a rasa. With a rasena. What is here meaning of rasena? Here rasen means that she is helping Srimati Radhika or Krishna to meet together each other. That is called a rasa here. So many things which makes Srimati Radhika so pleased. So when there will they come, then I will serve Srimati Radhika with Ras as Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari do. Bansi Karan Nipatita. When Krishna is going to cowherd, Srimati Radhika is standing nearby anywhere. And Radhika says to Krishna and Krishna says to Radhika. Bansi at once go down.
Fall down.
Why he has told Bansi? Not for other all things. Because Krishna in his sleeping too, he keeps Bansi with him.
Tightly.
He can leave everything. He can leave his pran also. But not Bansi. If gopis still stole this Bansi, Krishna always so me. So Bansi Karan Nipatita, when he sees towards Radhika, or Radhika sees towards Krishna, his Bansi falls down. Bansi Karan Nipatita Skhalitam Sikhandam. This Sikhanda, even more mukut, falls down. Why it falls down? If Krishna is standing straight or sitting straight, it will not fall. But when Krishna sees Radhika, he is not in his control. So he becomes this like this. And to fall on the feet. So it falls. And when Bhrastancha Pita Basanam Braja Raja Sunu. And when he sees towards Krishna, Pita Basan, that is Pitambar, goes away. When it falls down, he does not know. And when Radhika is seeing from the corner to Krishna, he becomes friendless. Here, Prabodhananda Saraswati is telling superiority of Radha Prem. Krishna learns Radha Prem from Radhika. It is not juniority and seniority, but Prem, where Prem lives. He is telling that it prem lives in ashraya. Krishna has prem, but his prem is divided into so koti koti persons. In Dasya Bhakta, in Sakya Vatsalya Madhuna, and there are so many bhaks. So his prem is divided. He is not aknishtha. But gopis are aknishtha towards Krishna. So their prem is higher. So here Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, there is something Aishwarya Gandha in Bilva Mangal. But here is Sakhitva Bhava to Radhika. So I now pray all these slokas towards Srimati Radhika. I pray also Krishna, like, He Krishna Karuna Sindho Deena Bandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta and Radha Kanta. We always remember Krishna as a Radha Kanta. When actually some greed will come, actual greed, then this stage will come automatically. There are so many slokas in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. When we have any commentary, Venu Kvadantam Arabinda Dalaya Taksham Barahavatansam Asitambudu Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesa Shubham Govindamati Purushantama. So much rustic commentary, very much. When he was playing on Venu, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesa Shubham, when Kandarpa Koti, without Radhika he is cannot be Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Sosa. That should be any past time. What past time is that? How this bhav came to in his mind? He has not stated in this slok openly, but that should be any sutra of these things. These are sutra only. You know sutra?
Yeah. Very brief.
Very brief. Like Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Janamadasya Jata.
So much meaning.
So much meaning. All Upanishads, every Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavat and everything come in this slok, in this sutra. Baldev Vidyabhushan has tried to give something. If Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has done the Bhashya of Vedanta Sutra, he would have done so marvelous thing. Certainly. He has given whole history of Srimad Bhagavat and all things.
I heard that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote some books that the association of Vaishnavas, the Sangha of Vaishnavas, decided that they were only to be understood by him, and they made some Grantha Samadhi for all these books. Is that true?
It may be that he has wrote all these things in his heart. He was Siddha Parikar. Ujjal Linmani is also a sutra granth, very sutra. Gone, trying. go on preaching, and also when I think this all is going on by the mercy of your spiritual master, everything.
And your spiritual master also.
It may be, but it is the mercy of also the person. Let's discuss another day something.
Narottam eagerly inquired about events there. The devotee replied, "Everything is fine there, but Acharya Thakur is always thinking of you and missing your association. He regularly visits Srikhand and Katna Kanagara, and has also gone to Navadvip. One day when he was in Kanda, Sri Sakara Thakur spoke with him and again requested that he marry. This time he could not disobey Thakur. Thus he married and settled at Yajigram, where many scholars and learned persons regularly visit. Now Ramachandra, learned son of Sri Chiranjiva Sena of Khand, has become the disciple of Acharya, and many others have also accepted initiation from him. He has also successfully distributed all of the books of the Goswamis. He sent a message to Sri Vrindavan, and one man brought a reply along with more books written by Sri Jiva Goswami. Acharya has already distributed these new books everywhere. Recently, Srinivas received a letter from Navadvip carrying devastating news. Many of the Lord's associates from Shantipur and the surrounding areas who were suffering intensely in the fire of separation have now left this world. Hearing about the demise of Sri Sakara Thakur and Sri Das Gadadhar, Srinivas Acharya sank deep into the ocean of despair. I cannot describe his state of mind. Sometimes we were afraid